After releasing his first documentary, Wineline, The Hamilton Story, and receiving international awards and a praise, Dr. Richard Hamilton has set out to tell a deeper story about his family's legacy. He joins us in studio now. Good morning, Richard.
Oh, hi there, Tom, and hi there, Morgan. Mm-hmm.
So
great to be here.
It's fantastic to have you in. So let's begin. What can you tell us about this new documentary you've made?
Well, it's really a story about my father. His name was Burton Wyndham Hamilton, and he's perhaps a lesser known member of the Hamilton wine family dynasty. But as it turns out, he played a pivotal role in ensuring the continuation of the Hamilton wine line through to me, the fifth generation, and my son Tom, the sixth generation. So it was, we've called it an odyssey because we had to travel to faraway places to find where he spent his early years and how his life evolved. So it's a fascinating story. We describe it as both epic and intimate.
So is that what makes this this story more different, basically, from the first documentary, Wineline?
The Wineline one traced the whole family history over five generations from when my great-great-grandfather, Richard Hamilton, arrived in 1837, and he planted South Australia's first vineyards for the purpose of making wine. And it went through the various generations from Richard to Henry to Frank and then to Sid and Eric and then to me. And it discussed the highs and the lows, which there were several, which we can talk about later if you like. But in Wineline One, which is that's a great story, there just wasn't the time to devote to my father. You know, we had a 50-minute documentary and we discussed, you know, five generations. So there's so much you can put into one story. But after we did Wineline One, my brother David and I, who are very conscious of history, said to our film director Rick and scriptwriter Martin, "Well, what about Burton? He hardly rated a mention in the story. Should we do something about him? Because he's an interesting character and played an important role."
Was this a story you were familiar with previous to making the first documentary? Was this something that was uncovered in your like ongoing research?
Well, look, a bit of both. As I said in a preamble to Wineline 2, fathers don't tell their sons what they did in their early life before you're born, and sons don't ask their fathers, What did you do? So there's a gap there. So, of course, I knew my father from my early years, you know, from the 50s through to when he passed away in the early to mid-90s. But before that, not very much. It was all a bit of a blur. I was very keen to uncover what happened in his early life before I was born, I suppose you'd say.
Do you think that your new documentary is more personal and intimate for you compared to your first one?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the first one's a great story, and we've documented the Hamilton family wine history, and it's there forever, and it's a fascinating and engaging film. This one is much more intimate. It's about my dad.
I mean, absolutely. Now, in
dads, look, I think dads are very important these days, and we're tending to forget it with all the, you know, all the buzz that's going around. Dads are very important, and I had a wonderful relationship with my father.
Did telling this story possibly strengthen, make you reevaluate this relationship you had with your father?
Oh, definitely. You know, to live. You see, I had the opportunity to to live his early life. He grew up at Yule Vineyards down there at Marion on the Sturt River, after he left school, he was at a bit of a loss because his father had died when he was quite young, and the Hamilton family wine business was thrown into disarray because his older brothers were still quite young. Eric was 4 or 5 years older, and then he enlisted and went off to Gallipoli in World War One, and subsequently went to Flanders. And his other elder brother, Sid, he ran away to sea on a windjammer and sailed to Europe and back again. And so the business was run by the Executor Trustee Company. Now, when Eric came back from the war and Sid came back from sea, they had to pick up the cudgels, but it was a struggling venture, and there was really no place in it for my father Burton, so he had to do something else, and he took his uncle's lead, his mother's brother's lead, and his name was James Burton Naylor. So he went out to become a sheep farmer, a stockhand.
Speaking with fifth-generation winemaker Dr. Richard Hamilton about his recent documentary exploring further into his family's origins. Now, when you were a young man, was there ever any question for you that you would continue the legacy of winemaking?
Look, there's always a question. Look, I was always interested in it. I used to go down to the old Hamilton Yule Winery where my father was in the laboratory and hang around him and the old French winemaker we had there, Maurice Hu, and learn about the chemistry of wine. And I used to scamper up and down vats and collect samples and taste wine. So it was, and we always had wine at home together with a meal. So it was always there, but my mother, who was quite influential, said to me, "Richard, I think you should first of all do another profession because your cousins have the majority of shares in the Hamilton wine family, and you should do something on your own." And I was very conscious of this, and I was. Also, as a student in secondary years, I was very interested in medicine. So I don't know whether you know, but I went ahead and enrolled in the University of Adelaide and studied medicine. And it was only after I finished medicine that I saw the opportunity that I could go back into wine.
And then where did film come into all of this for you?
Well, I guess a lot of water has passed under the bridge with the various generations passing, but what happened was that we thought we would just do a couple of short documentaries, corporate films, I guess, 10-minute films to talk a bit about the history of my Leckenfield Winery and my Richard Hamilton Winery. Leckenfield's at Coonawarra and Richard Hamilton's at McLaren Vale. And I guess after we were doing this, the film makers, Rick Cavagione and Martin Gordon, they said, "Look, we think there's a lot of really interesting history in this. Would you like to do a documentary film?" And so then we got talking, and Martin interviewed myself and my brother David and brother Christopher and sort of extracted the story from us, and he saw a lot of things in it that we didn't see. You know, when you're living with something all the time, you see certain things, but it sometimes takes somebody from outside to take a helicopter view. And one of the things that Martin saw was that we had three European winemakers helping the family over the years. Now, I knew about these guys. First of all, we had a Swiss chap who jumped ship at Port Adelaide, and he had worked in vineyards in Spain and Portugal, and he knew something about making a port wine, and he taught my grandfather Frank. And then later on, we had a Russian winemaker who taught my uncle Sid when he was a very young man. And then finally we had Morisseau, who was a French winemaker who escaped from Indonesia, from the ravages of the Japanese invasion, and he came here at the end of World War One, and he was our winemaker for many years. Now, I knew about all these guys, but Martin saw there was a theme. Three European winemakers helping the Hamiltons make quality wine, because wine wasn't in our culture in Australia. We had to sort of learn as we went along, and learn by our mistakes too. So that was one of the really intriguing themes in Wine Line One.
Well, there'll be so much more to explore in Wine Line Two. So if people want to catch that film, how can they see it?
Okay, well, look, copies are being run off. And it will be available for sale at Leconfield, home of Richard Hamilton Wines, at McLaren Vale. That'll be available in the next few weeks. Wine Line One is already available. And they can actually be able to go down there and view it. We've got a little viewing room, intimate room, which will take about 15 people. So if they ring up, book in, we'd love to show them, and they can have a glass of Richard Hamilton or Leconfield wine and sit back and enjoy it.
The perfect way to enjoy it. Well, Richard, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Tom, and thank you, Morgan. It's been a great pleasure to speak with you both this morning.